This is NCAA Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the All Access Postgame Show. We're joined now by Stephenson Mustangs head coach Paul Candemene. Coach, it's 6-4 in the second quarter at one point. You guys end the game on a 12-0 run. What happened?
Well, I didn't think we were playing very well. You know, I just think we're kind of lowering our level a little bit. They were fouling. They were kind of a chippy team. And I thought it kind of took us out of our element a little bit. We had a lot of good shots. We just missed them. And we kind of were our own worst enemy there, you know. So we kind of had a good talk at halftime about how we had to play. And we shut them out in the second half. I thought we played a lot better and a lot more composed. And that's how we need to play. You know, we need to do that better. And I think we did better as the game went on and just kind of played our style. And, you know, the first half of any NC game, everybody's going to be a little nervous and jumping around. And I think our guys, once they got the hang of it and the refs were calling it, we were fine.
Yeah, big game from Tony Rossi. You can talk about his play tonight.
Well, he played like a man. You know, he played like his, with an importance and a will that you need to play with in a big game. And I thought Tony was going hard. You know, he's one of our better players all day. And he really made it hard to guard. I thought he shot the ball well. And he was, you know, he played the way you need to play in the playoffs. He understands that. It's a different season. You got to do things differently in the playoffs, and he was by far our best player, I thought.
Coach, you guys shut them out in the second half. They did have some lengthy possessions. How were you able to keep them from getting quality shots?
Well, you know, I think we just did a good job staying in their hands and, you know, kind of pressuring them a little bit, and I thought the pressure really kind of caught up with them. You know, they got tired. You know, we were using a lot of guys on defense and offense and chasing them around, and I just think they just got a little tired. That's how we have to play, you know, and we do a great job with that, making teams, you know, struggle and really do a good job pressing out and get them out of what they want to do.
You mentioned all the penalties. You guys had to defend 11 extra or man down opportunities. Otterbein only scored twice, though, so your man down defense really stepped up tonight.
Yeah, we didn't do a good job with the penalties. You know, I just think that, you know, Billy got one sportsmanlike there because he got frustrated when the guy pushed him. He's got to do a better job. Steve got one when he thought it was just a questionable call. And, you know, our guys got to remain composed, and that's something we're working hard on. And I thought we gave him a few man downs and a couple questionable calls. We didn't even know what the calls were, but, you know, it is what it is. And I think we'll adjust and, you know, we'll see who we get Saturday for the game, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, I believe you have Cabrini. They won. So the nature of the beast, one down, next one up. Do you know anything about Cabrini's team?
We've seen him play a few times. You know, we know they got a lot of good players on offense, and they got a good face-off guy, some couple good D guys. So it's going to, you know, we're the number three team in the country, the number five team in the country. So it's going to be a great game. But you got to play great players and great teams in order to win this thing. And, you know, they're just another team in our way, and hopefully we'll play well, and it'll be a great night here Saturday with them. And I know they're eager for the matchup as well.
All right, Coach, good luck. We'll see you on Saturday night.
Thanks a lot.
All right, that was head coach Paul Candemene. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our player of the game, Tony Rossi, on the SFMSports.net All Access Postgame Show.
GoMustangSports.com. The official website of Stephenson University Athletics.
Welcome back to the postgame show. We're joined now by our player of the game. 5 goals tonight for Stephenson's midfielder, Tony Rossi. Tony, you weren't a part of the team last year when they went all the way to the NCAA tournament. How much fun was it out there playing in front of this crowd for an NCAA tournament game and your team coming out and playing well?
It was great. 2011, I was a freshman here at Stephenson. You know, we made it to the NCAA tournament. Unfortunately, we lost to Roanoke in the quarter finals, and that was a heartbreaker, but being back here, it's been a long time, so anytime you get a win in the NCAA tournament, it's awesome.
You guys had a lot of penalties again tonight. I was just talking with Coach a little bit ago. You know, 11 man down opportunities that you had to defend, and your team only allowed 2 goals. Talk about your defense tonight.
You know, we're an aggressive team, obviously, and that's just part of our defense. I mean, you know, anytime you get that many penalties, you know, usually they're going to score goals, but luckily, you know, our defense held tight and strong, and, you know, we only limited them to 2, so.
What was the key for your shot tonight? It seemed like you had a lot of good right-hand shots on the run. You had 5 goals tonight. Why were you able to be so successful?
It's just a mindset. My brother Nick Ross, he played here last year, and you know, I do a lot of talking with Nick, and you know, he's just saying, you know, it's winner go home. So it was time to step up for me, and I felt good tonight. So
I think I called you Nick a couple of times.
I'm sure.
I've been trying not to do it all year, but you're wearing number 15, and he was 15.
So yeah, it's good having my brother around. You know, he's always talking to me. You know, giving me little tips and stuff like that. So, you know, it was good.
All right, you guys get a couple of days, and then you get Cabrini coming in on Saturday. What are the next 2 days going to look like?
You know, hard work at practice. I mean, you know, Cabrini is a great team. Coach said, I think they're ranked 5th in the country. You know, we got to come ready to play. It's win or go home. So I don't think anyone on this team wants to go home. And, you know, we're here to take care of business.
All right. Well, we'll see you on Saturday night. Tony, thanks. Great game tonight.
Thank you very much.